Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, May 27th, 2018 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And FYI, the most recent draft of the PDF uploaded this morning that holds the text for these shows is number 1079. Born trapped under class, fitted, attached to vessels of wrath. Yet all around and in us, sound swims, beckons us in, inviting us to re-inhabit these bodies we're born in. Can we listen? Hearken to it. Be not of this world while in it, and be born alive this time. Sisters and brothers, we are living in that moment of time's fullness come. That Paul speaks of, our transition to freedom, and there's so much work to do. The vessels of destruction are causing much confusion and sadness, and the vessels of mercy are sorely needed. I saw an angel come down unto me, and in her hand she held the very key, words of compassion, words of peace, and in the distance, an army's marching feet, and of personal deliverance from everlasting death, we don't yet have a clear understanding. We haven't discussed yet why it is that the worst thing you can do is give up your God-given right to choose, quoting Prince. When we first hear this from Prince, we may think we're caught in an irresolvable dilemma. We must have freedom of thought to develop our awareness to choose. To choose love. Yet we can only get free by choosing love. Freedom also means freedom to think, which does not and cannot happen under conditions of totalitarianism. Freedom to think, to use one's power of reflection as it is bidden, not under the state's direction. Bidden, pulled by what we can now see is the infinite energy of living ancestors. So we need help getting unstuck. But the class system is totalitarian, which means we are surrounded on all sides by it in various guises, including in those who say they mean us well. Which means that, though we generally aren't aware of it, there is rage in us, which early on we're conditioned to suppress and displace. Rage at being mistreated and unseen as children, at being ranked, herded, and manipulated, contained throughout our lives. Rage at not being recognized for the powerful beings we are. And this rage we feel is a personal rage. Pain at an unseen hunger fits us for wrath, especially as power is quick to offer us villains and culprits. Point its media fingers at those we're supposed to hold responsible. The state, in any of its guises, will not be among them, with the exception of the bad daddies, used ideologically to justify the rule of the responsible parent states. And the state hopes our lives long we never emerge from that illusion, that we continue to contribute to the confusion which traps us all. And these wrathful vessels who orchestrate get to feel safe and superior from their perch atop us, from which they watch us, their sense of superiority derived from their knowing what's going on as they set it all up, while the rest of us are oblivious. We're like a bunch of blind people playing tic-tac-toe. Who knows where the zeros and the X's go? Often to the deep water, catastrophic, down below, from Prince's Tic-Tac-Toe with Third Eye Girl in the CD Plectrum Electrum from 2014. Prince was needed on so many levels to intervene in this situation, and all of the ways we need him stem from the fact that he presents and represents the direct opposition to this system, i.e. shows us the solution. He knows what to do because he sees our difficulties clearly. Quoting Prince, many people grow up and blindly assume their pre-selected role under a dictatorship without even being aware of it. When asked what they're doing here on Earth, most will answer with statements that do not reflect their natural God-given desires. This creates a pyramid-like structure with a dictator on top and each level under it knowing less and less. And that was from the monologue, his monologue to his song, One Song. He sees that we are mired in illusions used to keep us unaware of what's really happening and taught to blame each other for our being stuck, unable to grow our gifts or our love. Quoting the song Ain't Turning Round, also from the album Plectrum Electrum. Born on the Isle of Pain, it's easy to find others to blame. We used to be gagged and bound, and we ain't, no, we ain't turning round. To get to the promised land, you got to go back to understand. Everything comes from sound, all vibrating under the crown, and we ain't, no, we ain't turning round. Ran out of patience yesterday for them with no helping hands. We came from a people who built everything and farmed the land. Let's stop looking for a reason to die and just sound the alarm. Maybe the hand you're looking for is at the end of your arms. Let's sound the alarm, i.e., that the global state, by which I mean the core states establishing and ordering the interstate system, the global state is fascist. Possesses EMF weapons, keeps its torture and killing with them hidden. Certainly this is his key meaning for sound the alarm, but what's also meant, I think now we can see, is that most of us face a personal crisis about which we, until we're schooled, know nothing, as this awareness has been suppressed, a personal crisis seen indirectly in that much noted and insincerely bemoaned by the power-controlled media, crisis of no empathy, which sits on the soul of humanity and halts our growth. And while this problem of empathy gone missing is obviously generated by the global fascist state itself, it only exists by our lack of consciousness. The outer from the inner derives its magnitude. And in the absence of our consciousness, we do not go on, neither we personally, nor we as a humanity. And so what he's also sounding the alarm about is that we can no longer afford to delegate or devolve our powers of thought and reflection to any others. We can no longer afford to live unconscious lives. That to do so threatens us with a bigger personal catastrophe than we know. Quoting the song from Prince, Hello. We're against hungry children. Our record stands tall. There's just as much hunger here at home. We'll do what we can if y'all try and understand. A flower that has water will grow, and the child, misunderstood, will go. Hello? Everybody, we're against hungry children. Our record stands tall. There's just as much hunger here at home. We'll do what we can if y'all try and understand. A flower that has water will grow, and the child, misunderstood, will go. Hello? Our record stands tall, you know. Give us time, and love will show. The covenants brought to us by the prophets, methodically, progressively, built for us a better hope. This moment, this need for it, was seen. Prince was sent as the solution to show us that the living ancestors are more powerful than the power guys' totalitarianism.